Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. This is Willem Backus in Studio Virginia, and I've got a very special guest online because we're talking about one of my favorite new destinations of all time that I've ever been to, Tybee Island, Georgia. It's just outside of Savannah, and we've got front desk supervisor of Hotel Tybee, John O'Neill, with us online. John, welcome to Travel World.
Hey, thank you, Wilhelm. It's great to be with you. I would also like to point out that 15 years ago, I was designated as the number one Tybee character. So that's just to throw that out there for what it's worth.
Well, I know it was worth an awful lot because I do remember how much you helped us when we were in Tybee, and we had an absolutely wonderful time. One of the nice things, Tybee is island and is one of those areas for me that was a complete unknown until I first heard about it. Now, I must just do a little preface on this. This is Georgia's ocean playground, you know, that little spot within Georgia right near Savannah. And to be honest with you, there's so much fun to do on Tybee, even though it's right next to Savannah. We didn't even have time during the week to get to Savannah. We're having so much fun. And the Hotel Tybee, John has been a part of that for so many years. And it's a wonderful story because one of the longtime friends of the show, Brett Lair, and the Lindquist Hotel Group decided it was time to reach out to Tybee Island. They found this wonderful hotel, Hotel Tybee, and they decided, you know what, we're going to fix this place up and we're going to make it right. Just like he did back up in the Comfort in St. Johnsbury, Brett's putting his magic touch there. And John, so what can you tell us a little bit about the property and how much fun is it now that Brett's there?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's absolutely a blast having Brett on board with his full support staff. We have two outdoor pools. They're not heated, but, you know, down here in this part of the country, you really don't need them to be heated. And we've got a restaurant. The new restaurant just opened up about 8 weeks ago, La Dolce Vita, a fantastic Italian restaurant. The food is to die for, and the view, absolutely the view, when you look, you're looking out at the ocean, and you're having lunch or dinner, it's just fantastic. And having grown up here, I'm just delighted about the way the hotel's going and the way that the island is going.
You know, that's an interesting thing you mentioned. You got a lot of things that we're going to cover here because the restaurant is something that's new since, you know, we were there in August and it's brand new since then. And like you said, it's Hotel Tybee is at the beach. Okay, it's not on the beach. There's a little parking lot, so you got to walk maybe 50 feet. But once you get over the dunes, you're at the beach. And what a beach it is. I mean, I remember going there and it was so warm, that water, even in late August. And some people go August, even September, to get up to Tybee Island. The other thing that I notice about Tybee Island, which is different from almost any other beach place that I have ever been to, you feel Savannah's right next door, but you don't really feel part of it. You feel like this is a tiny little island unto itself, and you want for nothing. The place is self-contained.
And you know, the locals here, when a tourist comes in, as you learned when y'all were here, you're treated like a local. I mean, you walk up, you sit down at a sidewalk cafe or a restaurant or whatever, and people say, "Where are you from?" Well, hey, welcome to Tybee, and you're treated like a local, and that's what's really cool about this island.
It's absolutely the case. It's not just that. But everybody seems to be laid back. I mean, this is something that one tends to expect. You know, you might go West Coast or something, and you expect the more laid back, the beach kind of thing. But you know what? We went there, and it's almost like stepping into a transformation. You know, I mean, I've flown to Jamaica at one point, and you feel transformed when you go there. Well, you feel the same kind of transformation in Tybee. Not to draw the comparison too much, but still, it's like going into another world, and it's so close. I mean, right on the Georgia coastline. You get there, and suddenly the main road is 25 miles per hour, but you don't mind, because heavy traffic in Tybee Island is a car. Oh, and there's another car. Well, big deal. And so you're really not in a hurry when you go there. You have such a good time, and the place is, you know, everything's a lot more relaxed. You feel so soothed when you go there.
Oh, when you hit the marsh, when you hit the causeway, and you see the marsh on both sides and the river, it makes you take a deep breath and go, wow, I'm here. I'm absolutely here. And this is what's made Tybee so special for so long. I've had people tell me that Tybee reminds them of Key West, Florida, 30 years ago. And we're still that eclectic community here. And it's like Ocean City, Maryland, for instance, back in the 60s. But we've never lost that. And that's what makes it so neat for people to come here and enjoy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned places like Ocean City and also Key West. The common element is that you are disconnected from the mainland and you feel unto itself. I mean, there's a place we went to for supper, the North Beach Bar and Grill, which really, you could walk it. We took the car. I mean, it's a mile. That's it. But when we went there, I tell you, with the climate and I'm looking around at the palm trees and stuff you don't necessarily expect on the mainland, I'm thinking to myself, I could easily be in Kona. I mean, I've been to Hawaii. I love Hawaii. But I'm thinking,
oh yeah,
you know, I drove down here. It's so cool.
It really is, and it brings you back to a different place in time, but yet it's now. It's here and now, and that's what we love about it.
Well, Tybee Island is so, I mean, the placement of Hotel Tybee, and we're going to get into that too, is right where all the action is. I mean, you there's the main street, and then right next to it, that's where everything is. I mean, all the interesting stuff. There's a, you know, there's the Rock House on the corner, and there's a couple of surf shops, there's restaurants, and you just walk. I mean, it's all within walk. You park your car, you leave it there, and you walk most of the time when you're around there. And if you want to have a little bit of a sightseeing tour, you can even take like one of these golf cart tours, and it'll just take you everywhere on the island. And it's so much fun, and you feel completely and totally relaxed. And that's the beauty of it. And like you said, the pool at the Hotel Tybee, I mean, we decided to go for a dip one evening. Sure, it's not heated, but we felt great. It was beautiful, the water.
Oh, absolutely. Even during the 3 months that I say are kind of chilly, December, January, and February, but I've seen February 1st with 85 degrees here. I've also seen it at 35, but that's another story for another time. But people love the island, and when people come here, they feel so much at home, especially at the hotel. And they say, well, is the restaurant open for lunch? Absolutely. And you have 18 restaurants and cafes within a block and a half. So you park your car at the hotel, as you know, and you walk to wherever you want to go.
Now, the one caveat as far as parking on the island itself, and this is not on hotel property, everything is pay parking. But the pay parking is very reasonable rate, so it's really not much of a big deal. And that's a big plus for when you're staying at Hotel Tybee, because you park your car, parking is free while you're staying at the hotel.
So, absolutely.
You know, you leave your car there, and it makes maybe, oh, I don't know, 20 feet difference. I mean, the distance you got to walk to get to the beach, you know, big deal. And the hotel itself, now that's the beautiful part. It's such history there, and we're going to get into that, that it's really interesting to go and to stay at the place. And right now it's like there's these two buildings that are connected. You've got a conference center. You drive in, and there's an administrative building almost all to itself, and that's where you check in. That's where we get to meet the great John O'Neill, Mr. Wonderful himself. And, you know, it's kind of place, you know, you go to your average hotel, and, you know, one might, you just want to get it over with quick. I'll tell you, the people, and this is Brett's touch, this is also with the local flavor, too. I mean, I can say this because having been at a number of properties that Brett's been involved with, anytime he's been at a hotel, the people, you just love them. You want to be along there. You want to enjoy the experience, and that's what it is. You know, we get there, and it was a nice chit-chat. It wasn't forced or anything. We really just enjoyed ourselves, got lost at the moment. And then, you know, and Brett says, you know what? You're going to want John on the show with you. And now I know why, because we had such a good time chit-chatting about the show before we're getting on. And we're coming up on a break, you know, in about 30 seconds or so. But now, in 30 seconds, what is your favorite part of Hotel Tybee?
My favorite part is recognizing guests that have been coming for years and years, and I recognize them and I call them by name, and it makes it so much fun for me and for the guests. What's happened since I've been here last, and I'll tell them, new restaurants have opened, this is open, this is open, this is open. And it's just so cool. And it's like I feel like I'm family from people from all over the country and actually all over the world.
That is incredible. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the Internet.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who's self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus here in Studio Virginia, and special guest on the line with us all the way from Tybee Island, Georgia, is John O'Neill, Front Desk Supervisor. John, welcome back to the show.
And it's great to be back with you. I'll tell you what, the weather here is fantastic. If you're from Upper Michigan or so forth, when you come down here, it's really good, really, really good.
Well, I know the Upers are going to enjoy it for sure. I mean, it's snowing up. I mean, even in Montreal, where I'm from, it's snowing. So, and I remember what Brett said. Brett is the general manager of the Hotel Tybee, how much he was looking forward to moving to Georgia. And I know he enjoys it very, very much. And that sets a tone for the hotel. You know, let's talk a little bit about the Hotel Tybee, John. I mean, you've been there for a lot of years, and you grew up on Tybee Island, which is one of the most interesting aspects. I'm pretty sure we're going to have you on for more than one show because the stories are all extremely interesting. But tell us a little bit about what you've seen, the rehabilitation of the hotel. I mean, it's a work in progress right now, and it's making some great strides.
Well, the first Hotel Tybee was constructed and opened in 1887. It was owned by the railroad, and the railroad was the only way to get down here because the highway never opened until 1928. So you came down here, you had the hotel, which was absolutely, I mean, if you saw the old pictures.
Oh, they're beautiful.
What a fantastic property. And the train stopped out front. You got off, you went out to the pier and pavilion, which was also run by the railroad, and you had all these places to go. But interestingly enough, in those days, there was no highway to the island. And when it opened in 28, which incidentally was the year that our house was built, 1928, the original Hotel Tybee burned down after 20 years. The second one opened in 1911, and it lasted until the 60s when it was bulldozed. Part of that original property is still here on site, but you had over the course of the years, you had different motels and hotels that were on the property. So we've been doing actually hotelier business since the 1800s.
That's a real long, rich history of the place. And that's kind of neat when you're talking about the railroad. Sometimes, back in those days, of course, when travel was more expensive and harder to get around, sometimes the playground of the rich and famous. But these days, Hotel Tybee is extremely accessible to everybody. And because of the warm seasons, I mean, it's almost a year-round property. I mean, probably low season in January, so I know you mentioned one time that it was actually in the 30s, but that's kind of rare. Like you were saying, in February, you see sometimes the temperature getting into the 70s and 80s. And that's what really appeals about going to a place like Savannah or even Hotel Tybee. Even when you're not dipping your feet in the beach, you can still get out to Savannah and see your way around. So.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen Christmas Day down here at 85 degrees. I've also seen it at 3 degrees, which is very rare. I've seen February 1st at 85 degrees, and then I've seen it at 35. What I tell people, look at the jet stream. If it's above us, we're going to be warm. If it's below us, we're going to be cold.
Well, okay. Well, that's an easy way to do to plan your week and so on. Myself, I mean, the real peak times, of course, are May and June. That's when everybody gets slammed, May, June, July. But if you plan your visit for the off-season or the lesser busy times, like August, September, you're pretty much going to have your run of the place. And it's
you're going to have great weather, too.
Oh, August was just wonderful for us. Wonderful. And, you know, we've got... One of the beautiful things is you mentioned that some remnants of the older hotels, because, you know, properties of the building have been rebuilt and moved around, reconfigured over the years. And the current one, you still have some remnants of the 60s building, which is still there.
Oh, absolutely. We still have the administrative offices, which is a very well-built structure from 1911. It's very, very sound, and people love it.
So, and now, is that the part you're now using as your hotel conference center? Because you do
Oh, yes.
So you got the full conference center there. You've got the two buildings, which are connected by the bridge in the middle. The bridge in the middle, cars can drive through it, but that's actually where the restaurant sits, with that beautiful view, you know, of the ocean. And
exactly. The south building was built in 1987. The north building was built in 1993, and the restaurant in 2000. So we're continuing the history of the property, and people have come in who've stayed there before any of the new buildings were built, and they come back and say, you know what, it hadn't changed a bit. The island has not changed a bit. We love Tybee.
It's like stepping back in time, and, you know, when you want that escapism when you travel, that's kind of what you're looking for. But the other beautiful thing that I love so much about the hotel is it's the people. Really, it comes down to the people that makes all the difference there. Whenever you go to the hotel, you can actually work with the staff, because they're the ones who are going to be checking you in when you get there in the first place, and you can say, well, I want to stay at this time, and, you know, do I want a view of the ocean? Do I want a view of the pool? Do I want to, you know, where do you want to stay? And sometimes it's budget-related, right? So
absolutely.
They'll work with you. And that's the beautiful thing. You know, you're not talking about, I'm calling a res center someplace. You know, and even though it's got all the amenities that you'd expect out of any major hotel, I mean, great TV, great, you know, great service, and amazing cellular service. I have to say, I came down with my Verizon cellular phone, and I had 4G LTE the whole time, and I mean, really good throughput. And
well, there's a good reason for that. The Verizon tower is on top of the hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's an advantage you get at Hotel Tybee that you don't get anyplace else. So I just wanted to throw that little piece in there, because there's an awful lot, you know, people with their mobile devices, it's a big deal. And internet connectivity.
Absolutely.
And you've got a good internet connectivity that's going on there as well. I mean, Brett takes that kind of thing seriously. He knows what it is, what the average traveler is looking for. It's not just your business traveler who's going to look for that sort of thing. So, you know, the Wi-Fi is great. Now, tell us about the big transformation. You know, when Brett finally stepped into the property, and what's the biggest thing? Because from what I saw when I was there, it was like a real buzz. People were excited with what Lindquist was doing in Tybee.
It is, absolutely. It's very exciting. We've been able to do some things over the last year and a half. We just took the hotel over at the end of July of 2014, and we've made some big strides in that. We had a lot of work to do, and we're stepping up the plate on that.
I really love the story, though. It's one of those things, you know, everybody watches these renovation shows. You know, I see this old house, but I see this like a diamond in the rough, you know. So you come down, and of course, a person like Brett, and you know, for a guy who's run a Comfort Inn up in a place like the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont and turned that into a hotel that won the best hotel in the chain 2 years in a row. I mean, that was the Gold Award, 2002-2003.
Absolutely.
And this is the guy, I can't think of anyone better than to run the Hotel Tybee. And, you know, we've got now that Italian restaurant. When I was there, the restaurant wasn't open. I mean, like I say, you're going to go there, don't expect that you're going to walk into, you know, the Ritz-Carlton or you know, the Waldorf Astoria. It's not. It's a hotel in progress. They're doing their best. And I'll tell you, no matter what goes on, the people, it all comes down to the people, because everybody at the hotel, they love being there. They love their guests, and so you're going to have a good experience because of the people when you go there. You know,
and we're going to make sure of that. Our staff is committed to 100%, 110% customer satisfaction. And I love being there. I love seeing people that have come back for the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I call them by name. And they're friends of mine, you know. It's not just a business. It's a community.
That's one of the more beautiful. You know what, John? I think what we're going to do is I'm going to keep you on for one more segment here. I was because we're having such a good time, and I really want to get into some of the more details in the segment following this break. Break's coming up in about 30 seconds. But I want to talk a little bit about the hotel, some specific things that you really love about it, and some cool stories about the area from you growing up there. Because, I mean, we've barely scratched the surface of the fun person that is John. I remember how much fun we had. I mean, I keep talking about the people and going on and on about it, but the truth is, our stay was that much better at the Hotel Tybee because the people were there. And, John, you were front and center when it came to that. So hang on, following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the Internet.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay! Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Virginia with special guest online all the way from Tybee Island, Georgia, supervisor of the front desk of the Hotel Tybee, Mr. Wonderful himself, John O'Neill. John, welcome back to the show.
You are out of control, and I love it. And Tybee loves it. And I know y'all had a great time when you were down here. And let me point this out. If anybody who's listening to this show right now would like to call me and book a room at Hotel Tybee, I'm going to give you 50% off. But you got to book through me. Just ask for John, for Mr. Wonderful, and they will know who it is.
Well, there's something. 50% off. Just ask for John. Tell him you heard it on Travel World, and you're going to get yourself a room at a discount. Now, this is something we're going to have to publicize and tell the world about because...
Absolutely.
I mean, I've had some specials on the show, but that's pretty good, 50% off. We're going to have to start telling people. That's.
But John, you got to talk to me.
Mr. Wonderful, yeah.
I love it.
And we don't have to pitch any ideas of inventions that we want to sell. I watch that show, too, so... But.
Absolutely.
But what we're talking about here is Tybee Island, Georgia, which is just on the beach side of Savannah. You cross this causeway, and it's like stepping into another world, a world that you don't necessarily want to get away from ever because it is so absolutely peaceful. This is a place where you go to get and relax, and you don't ever have to leave the island. You're in slow-mo. You are in relaxed mode the entire time that you're down there. Now, John, you grew up there. And that's got to be an extra special privilege because...
Oh, absolutely it is. And I'll tell you this. The island back in the old days, and I'm sorry I'm older than you, but back in the old days, you know, there were very few places that were open down here during the off season. The original season used to run from June, July, August, and now we've gotten to about a 10-month season here. We have parades almost every month. We have festivals that are going on. We have music festivals that are going on the pier, which is a whole other story. The original pier burned down in 1967. I was here for that. And the new pier was built just probably 15 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. But Tybee has evolved into a year-round place, and a lot of people come from, and I use the term Upper Michigan a lot because we have a lot of folks that come down here. They may be on the way to Florida for the wintertime or whatever, but they come down here, and our pools are not heated. I'll be honest with you, but folks that are from the northern areas will come down and say, is the pool open? Absolutely. And they'll go swimming in it, you know, in February.
I would do it. I love pools. I love swimming. So that's the first place I go.
And you were swimming, of course, in the summertime when y'all were here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's such, like you say, because of where you are, you're at a latitude where there's guaranteed warmth at some point. I mean, like you said, you look at the jet stream and so on, but the odds of having warm weather when you're in Tybee are really pretty good. So... And it's so accessible. I mean, that's the easy part.
Oh.
Right off the 95, and there you are.
So easy. So absolutely easy. Now, let's talk about Brett for a minute.
I love Brett.
Brett grew up, I love him too. Brett grew up in Miami until he was 8 years old, and then he moved to Vermont. Now, explain to me why someone, and of course he was 8 years old, so he didn't have a vote, why would anyone leave this warm climate to go back to the mountains of Vermont?
Well,
I don't get it.
This is something I cannot possibly explain, because I left a very frigid climate to move to Northern Virginia, which I'm delighted, because every snowflake is something that I fear terribly in my life. So, I mean,
absolutely.
And I know that Brett was delighted when I talked to him about moving down to Tybee. You should see the love light in his eyes. He's going, I love it being here. So,
I've heard him on the phone. He's telling people that he worked with up in Vermont and Massachusetts and those areas. He said, I'm not leaving. I'm here. I'm here for the duration.
I think it speaks volumes about Brett. And, you know, we talk a lot about Brett because he's the general manager of the hotel. And you know, quality starts in the boardroom. It starts from the top. And when you've got a leader who is great like Brett, you're going to have the rest of the hotel, which is going to be very palatable, very friendly, and a lot of fun. And it says a lot about him when Brett announced that he was going down to take over the Hotel Tybee and restore it to glory. His sales manager, Dave, says, I'm coming too, okay? You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And listen, and you know Dave. Dave is a trip unto himself.
Oh, I love Dave. Dave's one of my favorite people. So, you know, but then again, it's all about the people that we worked with when we were in Vermont. So, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm glad he's here. I'm glad Dave's here. I'm glad Brett's here. And please don't tell Brett I said nice things about him. That would ruin things for me. That would spoil everything.
You know, you got to know Brett to understand that.
I know it.
The one thing I love about him is Brett tells it like it is. It's so refreshing, because you know that if Brett says it, it's absolutely clear. It comes from the heart. He's a person who's driven, and you know he wants to make things good. And he won't stop until it is. And he'll do whatever it takes to make things successful and guest-friendly. And this is why his hotel, you know, was the gold property in the chain 2 years running. So, I mean, it is absolutely from the top. So, I mean, I can gush all I want about him because I've known the guy since, you know, the early 2000s. And I've seen his work firsthand.
And you're right about him, and he is one of a kind. He absolutely is, and he what he feels about the hotel business transcends everybody in the organization, and everybody picks up on it, and we're a big happy family, as you found out when y'all were here.
It's funny you should say that, because that's the one word that describes it perfectly. It is an absolute family. One thing that Brett has done, he's it's a unifying force that brings everybody, you know, it feels great when you feel like you're part of a team, when you feel like, yeah, now we're cooking, we're all pulling towards a common goal, and good things are going to come from this. And this is the overriding feeling I get anytime I talk to somebody who's worked with Brett.
Oh, absolutely. And when he walked in, he, as a matter of fact, he called me. Don't tell him about this, but he called me. I had no idea who he was. And he said, what kind of software are you running on this computer or that computer? And I said, well, so-and-so and so-and-so. And he said, are you sure? And I said, no, I'm not sure about anything. And he said, okay, note to self, John tells it like it is.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful part. See, this is the beautiful thing, especially when you're restoring something to glory. You need a good team, you can count on. Because, you know, when... everybody's your friend when things go right, but when things go wrong, that's how I measure what people are like. And so if you have people who will tell it like it is, who will tell the truth, you can trust them, you can rely on them, then you can move forward, because then you know when a person says something is good, it is good. You can take that to the bank, you know? And when something is bad, you know it's the real deal. And that's what I like. I mean, our conversations when we were there, you and me, were just absolutely golden. So... hey, we got only 1 minute left before we're running out of time here. You and I can have a couple more shows. I really want to hear more about some of the fun things you've seen on the island. I can tell you that the pier is a real attraction. There's a those little museum, an ocean museum right next to the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
All within walking distance. 30 seconds, 1 minute. Tell us some parting thoughts today.
The parting thought is that I love the guests that come here, and I really enjoy talking with everyone. And it's not just, you know, it's not just doing the thing that you're supposed to do, but I truly enjoy meeting people from all over the world. We've had, just in the last month, France, the United Kingdom. We've had people from Morocco, for gosh sakes. But it's been fun. I love meeting people and talking with people. As you know, that's what I do, and that's what I bring to the table with the hotel. And Brett, by the way, is a great guy, but please don't tell him I said that.
John O'Neill, thank you for joining us from the Hotel Tybee in beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. This is Will and Back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We've run out of time today. Happy traveling, everybody, and stay listening. Thanks for being on the show with us, John.
Thank you.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.